Hello and welcome to the Webster and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Daily Hunt has received funding to expand its local language content in India. Yandex.money has launched a new instant payment service through iMessage. And smartphone users in Asia are developing different app habits dependent on their country's market strength. An Indian local language app, Daily Hunt, has announced $25 million in funding. The app, formerly called News Hunt, is currently the most used app in the country for news and ebooks, with 28 million monthly active users and 4.5 billion page views in a month. The funding is significant as a huge majority of internet content in India is in English, even though a large number of Indians do not read the language. Because of this, Daily Hunt has announced that it plans to use the money to expand its already wide-ranging use of local Indian languages. The company's founder and CEO, Virender Gupta, has said that the next 400 million mobile internet users will be local language users, adding that new users in India won't consume the internet if it doesn't talk to them in their language. Yandex.money has added financial transfers to its iOS iMessage app. The feature has been added to enable users to transfer money between bank accounts on the instant messaging service with increased ease. Yandex said on release that a user opens iMessage, chooses a person from their contacts, selects the Yandex.money app, and specifies the amount to be transferred. Following this, the user will receive a message to confirm the payment with a password, following which the transfer will be made. However, the feature is only available in Russia for the time being. The company also added a contactless payment option to its Android mobile app back in April 2016 before following it up on iOS. Whilst Asia is due to account for over half the world's smartphones this year, research released by Google and TNS shows that device behavior isn't consistent throughout the region. The research showed that in more developed markets, such as Japan or South Korea, less time was spent on apps compared to the web, whilst in lesser developed nations, it was the other way around. In countries where they were more likely to favor the web, such as India or Japan, they were also more likely to use fewer apps. Meanwhile, in more developed areas, smartphone users had, on the whole, downloaded more apps and are less loyal to a few specific ones. According to marketing analysis company eMarketer, this matches the trend also seen in other areas of the world, where emerging markets remain more enthusiastic about app usage. Google is looking at ways in which it can measure brand awareness through search. Whilst the exact plans have been kept under wraps, Gary Illis from Google explained in an interview with MarketingLand that whilst it was difficult for the company, it was looking into how it could measure brand mentions. Illis said that we are thinking about how to measure it in aggregate, adding that Google's user experience teams were working on a solution. This news comes as Google's Brand Lift program continues to measure the impact of video campaigns on YouTube, looking at brand awareness and ad recall. Brand Lift provides companies with the collected data whilst also showing the effect of YouTube ads on purchase intent and other metrics. And finally, in a move to attract more users, Facebook Messenger has introduced a new conversation topic feature. The new idea will suggest different conversations for users to start with friends based on their recent activities. The conversation topic feature will highlight a friend who has visited notable locations, attended local events, or has even listened to a particular song. Whilst Facebook is currently only testing the feature on certain accounts in the US, it has received positive feedback on social media from users and is expected to be launched on a wider scale soon. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.